If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2326, The Power of Teamwork, by Suzanne Pileggi-Pavelski of livehappy.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode, where I like to share an article from a different podcast in our network. And today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, let's hear this one from Greg as we optimize your life.
The Power of Teamwork by Suzanne Pileggi-Pavelski of livehappy.com. As I muscled my way across the long stretch of monkey bars, my arms grew tired. With each subsequent bar I gripped, I couldn't imagine how I would muster the strength to continue. 20 minutes earlier, my friend Michelle and I were stretching and trying to stay warm as we anxiously awaited our 3 p.m. start time. With the wind blowing and our adrenaline pumping, we nervously talked about what laid ahead. We were about to compete in our first Spartan race, an intense challenge that combines a 3-plus-mile run with 21 boot camp-style obstacles. For the past 12 weeks, we had trained together and were now racing as part of the 60-person Relentless Fitness team, comprised in part of members of our gym, Relentless Fitness. We were doing the Spartan race in part to raise money for Steve's Club, a national nonprofit that helps keep at-risk kids off the streets by inviting them into the gym to exercise after school. And so part of our team was made up of a group of teenagers from Steve's Club. Running along with the teens, knowing that we were helping to raise money for them and their friends, gave added meaning to our endeavor, while competing alongside them literally kept us on our toes because they were so fast. Spartan strong or seriously crazy? Are we crazy? We asked ourselves as our minds and muscles tensed as we tried to help each other relax and prepare for the race. And then it started, and we had no choice. We were off and running. One of the first obstacles we encountered was the monkey bars. Eyeing the unusually thick bars and then my small hands, I couldn't fathom how I'd grip just one bar, let alone navigate across at least a dozen of them. But anyone who competes in the Spartan has to do a personal penance of 30 burpees for each obstacle they don't complete. Michelle and I briefly considered caving in, but instead we encouraged each other to forge ahead. At the same time, we watched in awe as our fellow teammate Tony successfully maneuvered the bars. I was inspired to give it a try. My arms ached. I struggled and wanted to stop, but I continued moving as I heard Tony and Michelle exuberantly shout, "Go, Susie!" I also thought of my husband James and 5-year-old son Liam, who I knew were somewhere on the sidelines. The thought of them also encouraged me to keep on going. Suddenly, I felt myself energetically and adeptly, almost effortlessly, swinging like a monkey. Before I knew it, and to my utter amazement, I reached the other side without falling. Strength in numbers, the test of teamwork. Michelle and I had decided earlier that rather than compete as individuals, we would run together throughout the race. We, along with Roger, the co-owner of Relentless Fitness, our fearless trainer, Ross, and his strong and willowy wife, Amy, used our unique physical and emotional strengths throughout the obstacle course to help one another with the variety of challenges. Whether it was giving someone a boost to scale a 6-foot wall, sharing one's technique on how to successfully pull a 75-pound weighted sandbag, thank you, Michelle, or giving an emotional lift with a word of encouragement, we were there for one another. Psychologists might say that what we were experiencing was the strength of teamwork. defined as representing a feeling of identification with and sense of obligation to a common good that includes the self, but that stretches beyond one's own self-interest, teamwork was definitely at play on this special day for me. In their book, Character Strengths and Virtues, psychologists Christopher Peterson and Martin Seligman say that an individual with this strength has a strong sense of duty, works for the good of the group rather than for personal gain, is loyal to friends, and can be trusted to pull his or her weight. He or she is a good teammate. I saw this tenet of positive psychology played out again and again at the Spartan race. I think Michelle, myself, and the others definitely acted as good teammates. As for pulling our weight, we certainly did that, those 75-pound sandbags. Collaborators, not competitors. When Michelle and I fulfilled our promise to one another and crossed the finish line together, I felt a greater sense of joy than I would have had I competed solo. And remarkably, rather than being depleted, I was somehow energized and even did a celebratory cartwheel. To top it off, I found James and Liam standing at the finish line, cheering me on and sharing in my happiness. Competing in and finishing the Spartan race was a challenging yet truly rewarding experience. The fact that I was able to do it together with a group of supportive teammates while being cheered on by my loved ones certainly enhanced my sense of achievement and overall fulfillment, almost like compounded interest in the form of added meaning and happiness. You just listened to the post titled The Power of Teamwork by Suzanne Pileggi-Pavelski of livehappy.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And a wonderful piece from Suzanne today, whose full name I tried to hit with proper Italian and Polish pronunciation, respectively. Hopefully that came out right. These types of virtuous wins alongside others, they may seem most fitted for competitions like the Spartan race or other sports, but it's essential to realize that this working for the good of the group is a great way to motivate ourselves and support others, no matter what we might be engaging in. Use teamwork to your advantage and the advantage of others in smaller things. If you're working from home, get a friend who's doing the same thing and work at the library together. If you have a weight loss goal, find someone with the same goal or a similar one and hold each other accountable for taking steps in the right direction each day. Anything you want to get done is easier done with someone else. And if you're the only one in your circle with goals, then you need a new circle. We are done for now. But you know we'll be back with more content tomorrow and throughout the week. So come on back and continue teaming up with others who want to better their relationships right here on ORD, where your optimal life awaits.